Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden has gone to a key battleground state as his campaign looks to move past growing Democrat calls for him to abandon his re-election bid. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Michigan is part of the effort to shore up the so-called blue wall states his campaign believes is the key path to winning in November. Before heading to Detroit, the president met virtually with the congressional Black and Hispanic caucuses to shore up support.
The president understands that there's still some anxiety on the Hill.
Biden campaign spokesman Michael Tyler says this much is clear.
He will be the Democratic nominee.
And the party needs to unite behind one message.
We have one singular mission moving forward, and that's to beat Donald Trump.
His remarks on Air Force One came after one lawmaker who met privately with the president today said he needs to drop out. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Palestinians return to breathtaking scenes of destruction after Israeli troops withdraw. AP's Naya Kim reports.
As Israeli troops withdraw from the Gaza neighborhood of Shajaya, residents return to see what's left of their home. Block after block, nearly every building has been flattened to rubble after the two-week Israeli offensive. My house had four floors, Sharif Abu Shanab says. I can't enter it. I can't take anything out of it, not even a can of tuna. Civil defense workers say so far they found the bodies of 60 people in the rubble. More bodies are believed to be trapped, but the organization has little equipment to clear the debris. The Israeli military has carried out several offensives in Shajaya during the nine-month-old war with Hamas. I'm Nayan Kim.
Kenya's police boss has resigned in the latest development resulting from deadly protests. The resignation Friday comes as President William Ruto seeks to respond to growing concerns of police brutality following weeks of protests triggered by a proposed tax hike. For additional stories,